This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Foamy immune cells packed with fat may drive MS progression, new brain tissue study suggests. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi Pihakadze, MD, MPH, PhD, moderate evidence. A new analysis of brain tissue from patients with severe multiple sclerosis reveals a cellular mechanism that may explain why the disease progresses rapidly in some people, but remains stable in others. Researchers examining post-mortem brain samples from MS patients identified unusually high numbers of immune cells laden with lipid droplets, so-called foamy cells, that appear to shift from a reparative role to actively perpetuating inflammation and myelin damage. The findings suggest that the metabolic state of immune cells may be a previously unrecognized driver of MS disease severity. Key takeaways. Foamy immune cells, macrophages and microglia packed with fat droplets, accumulate in the brains of patients with severe MS. These lipid-laden cells appear to shift from tissue repair mode to fuel chronic inflammation, possibly explaining variable disease progression. The discovery suggests that targeting cellular lipid metabolism could represent a new therapeutic avenue for slowing MS progression. The mechanism may also apply to other neurodegenerative and inflammatory diseases affecting the central nervous system. Study at a glance. High accumulation, foamy immune cells were found at significantly elevated levels in brain tissue from severe MS patients compared to controls, concentrated in demyelinating lesions and chronic active lesion borders. Foamy cell distribution in MS brain lesions. Relative abundance of lipid-laden macrophages and microglia in brain tissue regions, comparing severe MS patients to healthy controls. Active lesion borders 92%, chronic active lesions 78%, paralesional white matter 64%, healthy control tissue 8%. Source: brain tissue pathology analysis from MS research. Georgian Medical Journal News. How lipid overload switches immune cells from repair to destruction. Multiple sclerosis arises when immune cells attack the myelin sheath that insulates nerve fibers in the brain and spinal cord. When this damage occurs, resident immune cells called microglia and infiltrating macrophages are normally recruited to clear debris and support tissue repair. However, the new evidence suggests that after ingesting large quantities of damaged myelin, which is rich in lipids, these immune cells undergo a metabolic transformation that converts them from protective agents into drivers of ongoing inflammation. The foamy cells identified in severe MS brains contain abundant lipid droplets accumulated from phagocytosed ingested myelin. Rather than processing this material and returning to a quiescent state, the lipid-laden cells appear to remain in a pro-inflammatory state, continuously releasing cytokines and other molecules that perpetuate myelin destruction and neural tissue damage. This metabolic reprogramming, from myelin clearing to inflammation sustaining, may represent a critical checkpoint that determines whether MS progresses as a stable, relatively benign disease or as a rapidly deteriorating condition. The findings align with emerging understanding of immune cell polarization across inflammatory diseases. Research on macrophage activation states has shown that these cells can shift between pro-inflammatory, M1, and anti-inflammatory, reparative, M2 phenotypes depending on environmental cues and metabolic status. The new MS data suggests that lipid accumulation may be a critical metabolic signal that locks immune cells into a destructive inflammatory state, potentially overwhelming their capacity to resolve inflammation and support repair. Why some MS patients decline rapidly while others remain stable. One of the most perplexing clinical features of multiple sclerosis is its variability. Some patients experience mild symptoms and stable disease for decades, whilst others develop severe disability within years of diagnosis. Current disease-modifying therapies slow progression in many patients, but fail to halt it entirely, and their effectiveness varies widely. The identification of foamy cell accumulation as a marker of severe disease suggests a potential biological explanation for this heterogeneity. If immune cell lipid metabolism determines whether MS lesions remain localized and contained or expand into progressive destructive zones, then patients with higher rates of foamy cell accumulation would be expected to show more severe progression. This hypothesis could explain why some individuals mount an effective myelin clearing response, whilst others become trapped in a self-perpetuating cycle of lipid-laden immune activation and ongoing demyelination. By extension, identifying which patients accumulate foamy cells most rapidly could enable earlier intervention with lipid metabolism-targeting therapies, if such interventions prove efficacious in clinical trials. The mechanism also raises questions about why lipid metabolism in immune cells has not been a primary target of MS therapeutics to date. Most current disease-modifying treatments focus on suppressing or redirecting T-cell and B-cell responses based on the autoimmune paradigm of MS. However, if the lipid-overloaded state of macrophages and microglia is a key driver of progression, independent of or in parallel with adaptive immune activation, then directly targeting cellular lipid handling could offer a complementary therapeutic strategy. Studies of cholesterol metabolism in neuroinflammation have already shown that modulating lipid pathways can reduce pro-inflammatory immune responses in the brain. Implications for MS treatment and beyond. If foamy immune cells are confirmed as a driver of MS progression in prospective clinical studies, the therapeutic opportunities are substantial. Approaches to reduce lipid accumulation in immune cells or to alter their metabolic state after lipid uptake could potentially slow or arrest disease progression in severely affected patients. Experimental therapies targeting lipid metabolism in immune cells are already in development for other inflammatory and metabolic diseases, suggesting that proof-of-concept animal models could be built relatively quickly. Beyond MS, the foamy cell mechanism may be relevant to understanding disease severity in other neuroinflammatory and neurodegenerative conditions. Foamy macrophages have been observed in atherosclerotic plaques, obesity-related inflammation, and chronic infection, where they similarly appear to contribute to tissue damage rather than resolution. If lipid overload represents a general break on immune cell repair capacity across diverse diseases, then understanding and reversing this metabolic trap could have broad therapeutic relevance across pulmonary, hepatic, cardiovascular, and neurological disease categories. The current findings from MS brain tissue thus point toward a potentially unifying mechanism of chronic immune activation that spans multiple organ systems and pathologies. Foamy immune cells laden with lipid droplets accumulate at high levels in the brain tissue of patients with severe progressive MS and appear to drive ongoing inflammation and demyelination, suggesting that targeting immune cell lipid metabolism could slow disease progression. What this means? For patients, if foamy cell accumulation is confirmed as a driver of MS severity, future diagnostics could identify patients at high risk of rapid progression, enabling earlier intervention. Therapies targeting immune cell lipid metabolism may eventually complement or enhance current disease-modifying treatments, particularly for patients with aggressive disease courses. For clinicians, these findings suggest that monitoring or targeting lipid metabolism in immune cells could become part of personalized MS management strategies. Currently, clinical decisions are based primarily on relapsing versus progressive disease phenotype and imaging findings. Future tools may incorporate immune cell metabolic profiling to guide treatment intensification. For policymakers, investment in research on immune cell metabolism as a disease driver could accelerate drug development for MS and potentially other neuroinflammatory conditions. Regulatory pathways for biomarkers of foamy cell accumulation, whether from cerebrospinal fluid, blood, or imaging, may need to be established to support future therapeutic approvals. Key questions on foamy cells and MS. Can foamy cells be detected in living MS patients? Current postmortem studies cannot directly assess foamy cell levels in live patients. However, researchers are developing imaging and biofluid biomarkers to detect lipid-laden immune cells in cerebrospinal fluid or peripheral blood. If such biomarkers prove reliable, they could enable prospective clinical studies linking foamy cell burden to disease progression and treatment response. Are there existing drugs that could target immune cell lipid metabolism? Several classes of drugs modulate lipid metabolism in immune cells, including statins, PPAR agonists, and inhibitors of fatty acid synthesis. Some have shown efficacy in preclinical MS models. However, clinical evidence in MS patients is limited. Future trials will test whether these or purpose-designed lipid metabolism inhibitors can slow disease progression by reducing foamy cell accumulation. Could foamy cells explain why some MS drugs fail in certain patients? It is possible that patients with high foamy cell burden have a disease phenotype driven more by innate immune metabolism than adaptive immune activation, making them less responsive to therapies targeting T and B cells. Identifying such patients up front could guide treatment selection and prevent delays in initiating alternative approaches that address metabolic drivers of inflammation. The identification of foamy immune cells as a potential driver of severe MS progression opens a new investigative chapter in understanding disease heterogeneity. Because the underlying metabolic mechanism, lipid accumulation in macrophages and microglia, is common to multiple inflammatory and degenerative diseases, the insights gained from MS research may catalyze broader therapeutic strategies across neurology and immunology. Future clinical studies linking foamy cell biomarkers to disease outcomes and testing lipid metabolism targeting therapies will determine whether this cellular mechanism can be harnessed to improve outcomes in patients with the most aggressive MS phenotypes. Source: These fat-filled brain cells may be making multiple sclerosis worse.